temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And to be honest, I'm taking it day by day. I'm definitely competing. Russ knows that. We're competing against each other every day. Him being out there for me, that, you know, helps me getting better. Us pushing each other. So, I mean, I definitely don't have the mindset of, you know, me just, you know, sitting all year. You know, I'm coming in every day, giving it all I got, and, you know, pushing him to be his best. And he's, you know, pushing me to be my best each and every day. So, appreciate that.
Justin Fields talking for the first time in a Steelers uniform. And that, my friend, is the correct answer. Well, I'm going to back him up, blah, blah. No, that's the right answer. I'm going to be the guy. I'm pushing to be the guy. There's going to be a competition every day. I was stunned and somewhat disappointed that Justin Fields was not then asked the question, are you working on any kind of contract extension? How does he go 6 minutes and not get asked that question? Now, I know invariably I'm going to get hit up on the text line. If you want that question asked, Crowley, go. Not my job. Not my job. Probably not my job to tell people how to do their jobs, but that was the question I wanted to hear asked and answered. Are you working on a bridge type deal here, Justin Fields? Or are you just going into this year and you're trying to prove it? I think that if he wants to be the starter, and that's what he said right there, Doran, I think the best thing for him is to sign a deal, because I think it's going to be hard for him to crack the lineup this year unless Russell Wilson gets hurt. Russ is going to put up good numbers. He did last year in Denver. Steelers have a better offensive line now. They've got who we think is a good play caller. Their schedule sets up early where they should be able to stack some wins. I don't think, sort of Russ getting hurt, you're going to see Justin Fields this year. And so if you want to be a starter in the league, the best chance for that to happen is here. Is to sign a bridge deal to be cheaper than what Russ would command at the end of this season, and so they keep you around.
Yeah, I do wonder if his agent is pushing that. Like, I mean, it's a smart play to do, and it just locks you up, and it would also show the loyalty that the Steelers would have to you. Like, I mean, you're kind of floating in the wind right now. Like, you preferred to go to the Steelers. Like, that's been talked about whenever he was in Chicago and they wanted to trade him. He preferred to come to the Steelers, and they made that happen. But once you get to preferred destination, doesn't mean the destination loves you, and that we think that the Steelers do, but like loves you, like wants you to be a part of the future and not just a part of the present. And you could figure out a lot of things if you're his agent, if you're even just inquiring, like, what do you really feel? Like, I know we made trade, we pulled the trade off, but you also have a veteran quarterback that's won a Super Bowl here right now. And, you know, who agents, they're very smart. I don't think people give them enough credit. They know exactly what's going on. They know exactly what they say and what they do and what they need to get for their client. And if you are Justin Fields' agent, like, you should be inquiring, if not just for a contract, but what is my camp? What are we going to be? What is the future looking like for Justin Fields in the Steelers?
And they'll have an understanding of who was involved in trade talks with Chicago, Indianapolis, just throwing a team out there. Whatever teams were interested in making a deal with Chicago, you're thinking about them right now too. And what's their quarterback situation like? And if Justin Fields should become a free agent at the end of the year, what's the market going to look like for our guy? I don't have all the same information that the agent or Justin Fields has, but I would think your best opportunity to be a starting quarterback in the NFL in 2025 is right here in Pittsburgh. Sign that bridge deal. Become the guy. Now, there's always the chance that Russ does go down. Justin comes in, plays really well, and if you're on that bridge deal, you're going, ah, dang, we could have had more money because his play commanded it. I don't think there's going to be a massive market for Justin Fields after this season if he doesn't play.
Well, where are you going to go off? You're going to go off of his Chicago Bears tape.
Right.
And there wasn't a big market for the trade at first, you know, initially. Whenever they wanted to get rid of him because they were going to draft Caleb Williams. Their market wasn't great, and that's why the Steelers got him at a bargain price. So if you're Justin Fields and you're anticipating you're competing to play, but, you know, I mean, guys are smart. They're like, okay, well, Russell Wilson has command and he's probably going to be the starter. If I don't have any tape and people have to go off of my Chicago Bears years, where am I going to end up?
Right.
Like, I'm going to get vet minimum somewhere. I'm going to be a backup again. So the bridge deal, if it is a thing, which I anticipate it being a thing and probably floating out there somewhere, you want to get that done ASAP.
Yes. It makes a ton of sense to me to do that. If you want to be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And just make some money, too.
And make money. I think it's a lot more reasonable to think if I sign a deal, I'll be the starting quarterback in 2025 here, as opposed to I'm going to play this thing out and we'll see what happens this year. He has a much better chance of beating out quarterback XYZ 2025 than he does, I think, beating out Russell Wilson this year.
Yes.
So give yourself some guaranteed money. Give yourself give yourself a contract here, because I'm sure that they've had at least some level of discussion on this. And then if you're the guy next season, now you go ball out. And maybe you do a Cam Hayward thing. Say, hey, look, I know we signed this bridge deal. I'm the guy. I've played well. Now you get that big money contract. Because I don't see, like, to your point, there being that big of a market for Justin Fields. I look at what happened with Trubisky. So Trubisky, he's in Chicago. They don't want him. Winds up in Buffalo, sits out a year, and then the Steelers pay him. Best case scenario is that's what you're looking at, I think, if you're Justin Fields. For going and playing for a different team, is that by sitting behind Russell Wilson, maybe you gain a little bit of value.
Maybe. I mean, just intangible wise, but I mean, Mitch Trubisky, like, I mean, let's not ignore the fact that, I mean, he played pretty well. He played better than Fields did in Chicago, right?
He was a Pro Bowler one. He made playoff games for them twice, got them to the playoffs.
So, like, you're relying on that whenever you're the Steelers. And obviously the year prior, he was a backup, so he didn't get any tape. But you're going back to that. With Fields, what are you going back to? You're going back to a Luke Getsy terrible offense, him getting sacked 1,000 times. Like, that situation is the same, but it's different.
It is different from that standpoint. You are correct. If I were Justin Fields and I was coming in and I was the starter, my opinion would be different on this. Like, I would not sign a bridge deal. If I was going in and there was no Russell Wilson, I'd say I'm betting on myself.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's what Russell Wilson's doing.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Like, Russell Wilson probably would have – if there was no vet minimum and you could just negotiate a price, I guarantee that this year, knowing that he's getting paid $39 million, I guarantee he'd have played for $100,000 just to prove himself.
Yeah.
$100,000.
Yeah, no doubt about that in my mind. And so if you're Justin Fields and you were coming in here and you were the guy in pole position, because Mike Tomlin has said it's Russell Wilson. If you're the guy in pole position, no, I don't sign a bridge deal.
No.
I'm saying I'm going out there. I believe in my – I'm going to kick ass, and then I'm going to make $33 million and be the next Baker Mayfield or something like that. Justin Fields was also asked about if he has hit his ceiling yet in the NFL. Here's what he had to say.
Not the same quarterback as I even was yesterday, so I'm, you know, going to continue to get better each and every day, and especially with the help of, you know, Tom, our quarterback coach. He's smart, and, you know, Matt Baker, he's super smart too, and Russell, like I said, just learning from all three of those guys, and having them by my side and having them getting me better each and every day, pushing me to be my best. I mean, I think I have a lot more room to grow, so I'm nowhere near my ceiling, sure.
Nowhere near my ceiling, a lot of room to grow. What that makes me feel, though, is, well, I think it's the best thing for him, and definitely for the team, for him to sign that bridge deal. He's got a lot of confidence in himself. I think he thinks he's going to win the job.
Yeah.
And if you think you're going to win the job, do you want to sign a bridge deal?
Yes, for insurance.
Okay.
For security, just in case. I mean, I think I'm going to win the job. I mean, you're talking about the highest competitors. I don't have to tell you. I mean, everybody knows this. But you're talking about the highest competitors. Like, I mean, if Michael Jordan or if Tom Brady was a quarterback, I'm sure Justin Fields would be like, yeah, I think I could win the job if Tom Brady was brought in. But, I mean, you also have to face reality. Like, I don't win it. Then what? What's bigger, me winning the job or me not playing this year and, you know, floating in the wind somewhere and not knowing what my future of it in the NFL is going to be? Like, I would say the second part. I would want some security that if I do win the job and have security, then I can prove myself and I'm the guy and I can get another deal after that.
Yeah, that makes the most sense. And he did say in that 6-minute long clip that we got sent by our sports director, great man, Jeff Hathorn, he did want to come to Pittsburgh. You already addressed that in this segment. All right, put your money where your mouth is then. This was the best opportunity for you. Okay. All right. Sign a 3-year deal. Stick around and then make your money on the back end. If you really feel like this is the place for you, maybe it doesn't happen this year, but it will happen at some point if you've signed that deal. And then you go make your mountains and mountains of dollars.
And Steelers could be, they could put themselves in a good situation here. It could be like a 3-year deal. It could be like an escalator deal.
Right.
Like you have to hit so many marks to get your money, like, and that's actually proving it. Like, they don't have to break the bank to have their starting future quarterback that is probably going to be a second-string player right now on their roster for the next 3 years.
Right. It doesn't have to be, well, it's going to be 10 next year, 10 year. No. He plays 75% of the snaps. Bang, there's escalator clauses. Yeah. He wins a playoff game.
Yeah.
He throws this many touchdowns. You're absolutely right about that, and we've talked to Doug Whaley about that as well. You would make it an incentive-laden contract, and Doug is going to join us here at Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville Studio B, the beautiful Studio B, from 9 o'clock until 10. Ray Fittipaldo going to join us at 8 o'clock. He also talked, Justin Fields did, about a conversation that he had with Mike Tomlin. And again, there was no follow-up. Like, what was specifically said? I'm not sure Justin would have divulged all that information. Was he promised a true, legitimate chance to compete? I don't have the answer to that. Him being so gung-ho about being here made me feel like there was at least some discussion of, yeah, well, if you come out here and play really well, we'll give you an opportunity. But we don't know the specifics of that conversation, and we know, albeit at different positions, there have been problems with this in the past. Melvin Ingram comes to mind. LeGarrette Blount comes to mind. Guys who were promised, they felt, certain roles and then felt like the Steelers under-delivered on those promises. So maybe next time Justin Fields talks, we'll get a few more answers from him. Coming up next, Mike Tomlin did speak yesterday. There are some key players, apart from Cam Hayward, around the NFL that did not show up to OTAs. How does it affect the Steelers? And Mike Tomlin, without trying to address it, actually did. We'll let you hear from the Steelers head coach coming up next. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, 412-928-9370. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows. From legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
You know, I'm pleased with the work that we're getting from that group. I like the overall trajectory of it. We got some young and developing players, some guys that are excited about showing what they're capable of. But, you know, we're always open to add not only to that group, but any group. That is our mentality, but I'd imagine that that's the mentality of those that we compete against as well. We're continually trying to get better in all areas.
Mike Tomlin talking about his receiving core, where... What the hell's his name is your number two wide receiver right now? I want to say Josh Van Meter, the former Bucko.
Van Jefferson?
Thank you. I'm on it again today, Doyle.
Josh Van Meter.
Basically, the Steelers' number two wide receiver. So Mike Tomlin's saying, hey, we're open to improving in all areas. And it's George Pickens, Roman Wilson, the third-round pick, and then, frankly, just a bunch of guys. How about this? Justin Jefferson doesn't show up to OTAs. For the Minnesota Vikings, I don't think there's going to be a deal there. But Brandon Ayuk doesn't show up to OTAs with the San Francisco 49ers. Ray Fittipaldo said in his chat he wouldn't be shocked if the Steelers circled back on San Francisco and reached back out about Brandon Ayuk, and there were reported conversations between the two organizations before the draft. Mike Garofalo of NFL Network says that, quote, it doesn't seem like the 49ers are any closer on a contract. Let's see about the mandatory stuff as well with Ayuk, end quote. Since then, Adam Schefter this morning tweeting about how the Niners and Ayuk are not close on a contract. So it had been reported that after the draft, they were going to hang on to those guys. Those quoted publicly in the 49ers organization have said they're not moving on from Brandon Ayuk, but seems to me like it's an untenable situation out there. I don't know that they're going to pay him, give him what he wants. And if you make enough noise in your Brandon Ayuk and you tweet things at Mike Tomlin about how you're a lookalike, maybe something still can be done there.
Well, I look at it like this on the Steelers end. If you can really sit there and tell yourself and write on the board and put names on the board of positions and personnel that this is a legit receiver room that can give you the best chance at winning this year after the schedule just came out, and you know that the back end of the schedule is divisional games. And then you have the Chiefs and you have the Eagles that are thrown in there as well. How can you sit there if you're Omar Khan, Andy White, Mike Tomlin, and say that this core gonna help us win football games? I mean, I think it's that simple sometimes. This receiving core is not capable on paper of winning and carrying a football team. Now, you have to do yourself the due diligence, and you have to get a guy in here that is a number one wide receiver. I'm really at that point right now. Think that George Pickens is a hell of a talent, has a lot of raw ability, but we still don't know if he can be a number one wide receiver. That is still a question mark. We want him to be, but is he really? We don't know. And if I'm Omar Khan, I don't know. If I'm Andy White, I don't know. If I'm Mike Tomlin, I don't know. But I need to know that we have a legit option whenever we want to run the football as a team, but have a legit option on the outside that Russell Wilson can lay back, sit back on and throw to whenever he does get in binds. And I don't know if George Pickens is that guy. So they have to be in the market every single second of the day to get a legit number one wide receiver. And I'd be monitoring this situation.
Yes.
I'd be willing to pay.
And the great thing about it is now is when the conversations were being had previously, it was prior to the draft. And so you're thinking, what am I going to have to give up from a Steelers standpoint in this draft? Am I going to have to give up a second round pick for Brandon Ayuk? Am I going to have to pay him? Am I going to have to give up my first round pick? Well, now you're talking about future picks. And that makes it a lot easier to swallow, I think, if you're the Steelers.
Yeah.
And it makes it harder for the 49ers. But if Brandon Ayuk is saying, hey, I ain't coming until I get paid, he's got more ground to stand on than, let's just say, Cam Hayward does, because he's in the prime of his career.
Mm-hmm.
He's young. He is very good. And maybe if the 49ers, you think a guy like him is expendable, they drafted another wide receiver because your scheme is so good. And maybe you don't think you need to pay a premium for two guys, he and Deebo Samuel. And you got to pay your tight end.
And you just drafted a first-round receiver.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So if it had been significant playmaker watch, for me, it had been DK Metcalf was the leader in the clubhouse as the guy that they're most aggressive going to be pursuing, and he can't do it until after June 1st. I'm putting Brandon Ayuk right back up there, man. He's not there. And now there's rumor circulating once again. He's holding them over the barrel a little bit, and they don't necessarily have to capitulate, but I don't know that I need him if I'm the 49ers. At least I think I'd be able to convince myself that I don't. We'll see what happens. But you're right about George Pickens. I just saw a list. I was scrolling through Twitter, Doran, and some NFL analyst with like 20,000 Twitter followers ranked the top 50 receivers in the NFL. I don't know this guy from Adam. He had George Pickens at 31. I'm not so sure George is that far down, but that's how he's viewed by some outside of Pittsburgh. I know Ryan Clark compared him to Justin Jefferson and talked about all of his talent and all that fun stuff. Talent is talent. The NFL is littered talented players. Do you make good on your talent? George Pickens, to me, is not a consistent, to your point, go-to number one wide receiver who you can absolutely count on down in and down out. I don't care if Arthur Smith traditionally has one primary target share guy. Okay, if let's say it is that way. I don't think my number one primary target share guy can be George Pickens. I need a volume guy to go along with him.
Yeah, I mean, he had a target share guy in A.J. Brown. No, is George Pickens A.J. Brown? No.
No.
Right. I mean, you can go through, like, if he's 31 on that list, of number one wide receivers?
Yep.
I mean, that's that to me, and just thinking in my mind, thinking every single team, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
He's probably closer to 31 than he is to 10.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
Devontae Adams in the Raiders. I mean, you got CeeDee Lamb in the Cowboys. I mean, I'm just naming random teams right now.
Mm-hmm.
Since he's
got two guys, I'd rather have
yes
over George Pickens.
Yes, in Cleveland and with Amari
Cooper. Yeah, like, you almost have.
I almost did,
but you didn't. You found it.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. I just don't think if you're gonna have one receiver that's your big target share, dude. If you can really count on George Pickens to be that guy, and you're going to be a run-based outfit, as you said, you make it very hard to defend the Steelers if George Pickens is the guy. Oh, Van Jefferson? Okay, Roman Wilson might kill you death by 1,000 cuts. All these other guys, the Quez Watkins of the world, they don't scare anybody. Mm-hmm. And when I think about what George Pickens was able to do with Mason Rudolph, it makes me excited because he put up more yards in two games than he had the previous six games, more touchdowns, more catches in two games than he did the previous six games when Mason Rudolph was inserted into the lineup. Do you know who he had on the other side?
Yes.
Deontay Johnson. Now, we're doubling George. We're doubling George. Okay, John Van Meter. Good luck. All right, Quez Watkins. All right, 5'9" Sims. You're not scared. Roman Wilson, I think, is going to be a good player, but more of probably a possession receiver who's, I think, going to do more of his damage from the slot. And you can do it different ways, but you are so predictable and so easy to defend. Because George Pickens, yeah, he was catching slants and taking it to the house, like in that Cincinnati Bengals game. But he's more of the, I'm going to take the top off the defense guy. Why are you smirking?
Who's 5'9" Sims?
Isn't that the kid's name? Sims, the one from Tampa?
Scotty Miller.
Score is 2-1, with the name screw-ups.
5'9" Sims.
Yeah. that's the thing. I screwed up two of their names because you know what? They're guys. They're guys. As I try to save face here. Coming up next, Cam Hayward trying to save face, going at Jerry Dulac on social media. It was Steelers Depot v. Jerry Dulac v. Cam Hayward v. the Steelers, a saga in four parts. We'll get to that coming up next. Tomlin talked about Cam Hayward as well. We'll let you hear it.
I'm not overly concerned, to be quite honest with you. Cam's a guy with over 10,000 plus career snaps. It's a probably an easier day for me with him not being here. I thin the lines out and get to know some people that I know less than him. Obviously, I know Cam very well. We've shared a lot of experiences over the years. But he and I talk often. As a matter of fact, we talked twice yesterday. But that's not an irregular thing. That's what we always do. Talk about not only where he is and what's going on with him, but where this team is. Because as a leader, he needs information in that regard.
Seems like Mike Tomlin not concerned about Cam Hayward not being at Steelers OTAs. There was a little brouhaha on social media yesterday. Steelers Depot tweeted out that Cam Hayward didn't tell the Steelers about a plan to skip OTAs, preferring podcast announcement, according to Dulac. And then Hayward said, that is a bold-faced lie. Jerry Dulac, just because I don't answer your text doesn't mean I don't communicate with the team. You will not slander my name. I think the Steelers were using Dulac again, Doran, because Cam is trying to curry public favor here. I'm not going to show up. I want a contract. I've meant so much to the team, yada, yada. And the Steelers trying to push back through Dulac. Well, he didn't tell them they're not coming. So a little tug of war there in the PR circles. I don't think it's a big deal he misses OTAs. We've talked about this. It's not. He's almost a two. He's been around for a decade and a half, for God's sakes. You have the same defensive coordinator. You have the same defensive-minded head coach. Cam Hayward doesn't need to be at OT.
He wasn't going to participate anyways because of his injury and his surgery. Like, I mean, they were going to monitor his situation very carefully. He's 35 years old. He was not going to participate. Him being there, okay, like for moral support, I guess we could talk about that, but he wasn't going to participate in practice.
I bet you he'll be there for mandatory minicamp. That's three for me now. Three flubs for me today. Maybe a fourth. A fourth whenever I can't even count the flubs. They're coming so fast and furiously.
Yes, but you're right. Yes, this is voluntary.
Yeah.
Mandatory, he'll be there.
I bet you he'll be there, and he probably won't participate like Minka before him, like T.J. Watt, like Deontay Johnson didn't at training camp. The issue at hand, though, is do they pay him? Should they pay him? And I've thought long and hard about this. What I would do, Doran, I tear up this current contract. I give him a 2-year deal. I probably pay him exactly what I was going to pay him this year anyhow, the $16 million. I hope to lower that cap hit from $22 million. And then I pay him something reasonable, like $15 million the year after that. I'm not going three. That's too long on a guy who's in his mid-30s. But a 2-year deal for a dude that you know performs whenever he is healthy and at a position where don't have a lot of depth and you're going to have to invest in that in the not too distant future. 2 years makes a ton of sense for me with Cam Hayward.
They could do essentially the same thing that we were talking about with Justin Fields. Like it could be an end of a career bridge deal to transition out. You could do a 2-year deal, but pay him what he was going to be paid in an extension this coming year or whatever. And then the following year, it'll be all escalators. Like you have to hit this amount, this to get that. Like, I mean, I would do that if I was a team. If I wanted a guy around that meant so much to my franchise, but really can still play, but he is old and I want to get the most out of him and I don't want to get burned and have to pay him a lot of money to really get hurt or be on the sidelines or not take every single rep. Yeah. Okay. Well, then you're going to sink for your supper. Like we love you and we want to keep you around. We want to give you deal, but you're going to have to also sing for your supper if to make this work on both sides.
I could agree with that, and I wouldn't even do it as a snap percentage or anything like that. I would make it more statistical based.
Right.
You get eight sacks.
Yeah,
you get a certain amount of money. You play 13 games, you get a certain amount of
money.
And
he's going to be motivated to do that because Cam Hayward, you know, his eyes are set on winning. I get that, but it's just, you know, if you don't win, like his eyes are set on Canton. Like, so he's going to be motivated to get the sacks. He's going to be motivated to get the tackles. He's going to be motivated to get the reps. And if you could simultaneously put that together with, hey, if I'm already motivated to do that, but I should make some more money by doing that. Yeah. Like that works out on both sides.
You know what, man? And I know that he's floated that he would play someplace else too, but you know, and here's where I will do a little bit of double talk. He doesn't have a ton of leverage here. I don't think he's going to be as valued elsewhere in his mid-30s as he would be valued here. Like, if he became a free agent after this season, even if he has a good year, you're looking at a 1-year deal. You're not going to get any financial assurances longer than that. You're too long in the tooth. You're the oldest defensive lineman in the National Football League. And so whatever the Steelers give you is probably going to be the best you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you can find a compromise here. And I think incentive-laden contract is the way to do that. Did you see Big Snack there?
Casey Hampton.
Little snack.
Well, I mean, littler snack.
I mean, I didn't recognize him.
He looked good.
Yes.
And just being totally honest, as I always am into this microphone, I thought it was going to go the other way for our pal.
I seen him eat three racks of ribs one time after practice. We were walking in, and I guess like some barbecue pit was there when I was at Pitt. And he had three racks of ribs, and he was just housing them.
I wonder if he was one of those guys that he needed to eat that much because he wanted to be that big because that was how he was going to be the most effective player.
He was one of those guys, and this is a real thing because I actually had to do it because they wanted me to lose weight playing wide receiver my rookie year. So if you're overweight, you get fined $500 a pound that you're overweight in the NFL, and you weigh every Thursday. So, I mean, I was 2 pounds over. I was like 229 one time. I should have been 227, so I had to pay $1,000 because I got fined. And I remember hearing about Casey Hampton, and he would write checks before the season and say, like, I am not going to make weight, so here's like $20,000 for the season.
Oh, my God. He would fail the pup test every year.
Yep.
Every year, you know, I had to run all those gassers in a certain amount of time, like the first evening of training camp.
Which is stupid.
Oh, my God. He would routinely not pass that. Because, I mean, are you kidding me? And for him, it didn't matter. He is slapped up.
Those arms are huge.
Yeah. He had the tall tee on. He was looking good.
Real good.
And I'm happy about that because I thought he might have gone the other way and just ballooned. Because, like, you're doing all that work, all that cardio, you're playing the game, you're sweating during the season. I did not know that he could do this post-career. So, good for him. Still the biggest helmet I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes.
And I think he wears, like, size 75 shoes. Just a guess there. Big old, like, what do you call those things you put on your feet? Snowshoes.
He's a big snowshoe?
He had big snowshoe feet. I've never seen bigger feet on a human than that guy and a bigger helmet on a human than that guy. So slightly smaller snack is what we'll be calling Casey Hampton moving forward. Coming up next, Najee Harris. Wanted to hear from him yesterday. He declined to speak to the media, but Tomlin spoke about the Steelers' decision to decline his option. It's juicy stuff. We'll hear from Tomlin. Then we got Ray Fittipaldo at 8.
Mike, related to Najee not getting the option picked up, does that reflect anything on how the team feels about him?
Okay. It could reflect a lot of things, but, you know, there's probably some depth to those waters. Sometimes it's positional related and things of that nature. There's a business component of this and of all decisions that we make. And so there's layers to it. I'm not going to try to characterize it in simplicity. That would probably be inappropriate.
Mike, Tom, we're talking about Najee Harris, the 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Ray Fittipaldo going to join us at 8 o'clock to get into gestures wildly, all of this. But that answer there from Tomlin about Najee Harris does make me think it's just this team moving into the 21st century as it relates to running backs. It's a position kind of deal. We're not going to give guaranteed money to a running back before he's played his fourth year for a fifth year. Like, we don't know what's going to happen to him this year. A lot of tread comes off those tires. A lot of body bangs. Every time you touch the ball, we know that there's a law of diminishing returns with running backs, so we're not giving guaranteed money to anybody at that position. I like that. It seems like the Steelers kind of gotten on with the times now at that position.
And it also seems that they have the thought process of, you know, at least this year and next year, why would we pay one guy when we're going to use two? Like, we have our minds made up that we're going to be a two-back system, and we have two backs that we like and two arguably the best tandem in the NFL. We have a guy in Jaylen Warren that we think just as highly of Najee Harris. So why would we pay one guy millions of dollars when we have two of them that we're going to use? Mm-hmm. Like, so you could think of it that way too. And I mean, whether it's this year or next year, I mean, we do know that Jaylen Warren's going to be around this year, next year. So we like Jaylen Warren a lot. We're going to use him a lot. We want to be a two-back system. We're not going to just pay one back whenever we were going to use two.
Yeah, that's well said. And I think about what Arthur Smith was able to do in Tennessee. He had Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Najee Harris is not Derrick Henry. They drafted a kid from Texas last year. They don't even make him really primary back. They split the carries up among three different dudes. Cordarrelle Patterson getting a little bit of that, and he's here now. So unless you've got a Derrick Henry, you don't need to run one guy into the ground. We have left ourselves zero time here. I absolutely, no offense, starkied the clock We're going to talk to Ray about this coming up next, among other things. Ray was at OTAs yesterday. We'll get his reaction to a whole bunch of stuff when we come back. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. Let's go to sunchevy.com today. High 83.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.